What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah. And I want everybody, if you didn't wish Emma a happy birthday on her birthday last week, please go and do it as a belated because I hope that it was the best for you. How was it?
Well, I had surgery on
Right.
like a day before my birthday or 2 days before. So I was really just like on the couch recovering. But I had cake and I watched a lot of scary movies. So it was a pretty good birthday. And I went into work for 2 hours for the Halloween potluck. And then I went back home. And that was it. That was all I
Well,
did.
that sounds like fun.
It was fun. It was good. And your birthday's coming up now.
It's coming up in a few weeks, but no alcohol in the cards for me for my birthday. No
I didn't drink
one.
anything either because I couldn't. I was on meds. But I
That's probably
did. I was like out of it, like very out of it for a few days, but no alcohol. 26 and sober. But that's not gonna last. But
Did Lance Stroll wish you a happy birthday? All
no.
we asked of him.
But Scotty Mac did.
Actually.
Scotty Mac wished me happy birthday. So that's good. My roommate was like, did that driver wish you a happy birthday? And I knew she meant Lance, but I was like, no, but a different driver did, so I can die happy. Like, at least someone out there knows it's my birthday.
No, he did. That was awesome.
I love Scotty Mac.
Bars high, Scotty. Couple weeks. Don't forget.
Literally, if he doesn't wish you a happy birthday, well, swear to God, I'll fight him. I'll go over there wherever
Me
he is.
too.
Anyway, this weekend was wild, to say the least. I didn't watch qualifying because it was on at like a stupid hour, and I was like, I'm not. It was on at 4:30 our time, and I was talking to Josh and Caitlin about this, and Josh was like, it's on at 2:30 my time, and at like
Which is
a.m.
doable. 2:30 is
That's
doable.
what I said. I was like, listen, I could stay up and watch it, but if you want me to wake up at 4:30, watch it, go back to bed, or get on with my day, absolutely not. I was like, if it's on before 3 a.m., I will stay up and I will watch it. But anything later, absolutely not. I'll watch it later.
No, I'm with you. I wasn't planning on watching it, but if it was, well, yeah, if it had been on at 2:30, I could have watched it when I got home, actually. So, that could have been fun, but no, I wasn't planning on it. I had my girlfriends visit me this weekend, so it was an F1-less weekend. I did watch some of the race with them. I like it when they ask me questions. My sister, since we were in Nashville, has actually gotten really, really, really into motorsports. Like she'll watch,
Good.
purchase her own F1 TV account. Like she'll watch the races without me. So she wanted to watch. She was here. She wanted to watch it. So we did watch it. And I think that honestly, I think it was like a gateway thing. It was like Nashville opened her eyes. And I think that for her, I was like her nerdy older sister for a long time. Like she used to say that. Like she used to not talk about the podcast. She used to whatever, not mention it. She used to think that I was such a nerd. And I think when we were in Nashville and she saw the amount of like people that actually pay attention to motorsports, she was like, wait, I want in. So now she's fully into it. So we watched it together a little bit on Sunday morning,
I
but
love that. I'm
kind of
glad.
funny. I know.
Yeah, my sister. I brought Sam to the Toronto race because I had to bring someone because I couldn't go alone. Well, I could go alone, but I don't like going alone.
It was would have been the first one too, and it
Yeah.
would have been, yeah, I get it.
But she understands it, but she'll ask questions. I think like for me, I've really gotten my parents into it. My dad, he texted me this weekend saying, "Who's Franco?" And I was like, "What?" I was like, "How many episodes have you missed?" Like, yeah. Like, how do you not know who Franco is at this point? I'm like, do you remember Logan Sargeant? Like, he doesn't race there anymore. And he's like, when did that happen? I was like, before we went to Nashville, like, we saw him in Nashville. So, like, I was like, where have you been? And he's always like, I listen to every episode. I'm like, really? Really? Or you just have it on. Whatever. It's fine.
Are we hearing it or are we listening to
Yes.
it?
Anyway. Oh my God. And then I had a dream. I don't know what day it was this week. But I definitely had a
I've
dream
been
that
having some crazy dreams,
I've been
bro.
having
I don't
some
know what's
wild
going on.
dreams.
Well,
But
you were on medication, so.
I was on meds, so like it really messed up my dreams. I thought I woke up from a dream and I thought that I liked a guy that I used to like. And I was like, whoa, I can't do that again. But another dream that I had was like we were recording a podcast and like every other word out of my mouth was like a swear. And like you guys know my dad listens to this podcast. He doesn't like it when I swear. And so I think like you mentioned it at some point while recording. You were like, Emma, like you're swearing a lot. Like, do you want to tone it down a bit? And I was like, no, fuck that. And like kept going. And like, I don't know why I would do that. I don't know. But it was just like so realistic. Like we were
You
recording
just,
and like, I don't know. It was
yeah,
weird.
you just really, you were mad at your dad or something like
I'm not actually, I'm not mad at him.
that.
It's great. Anyway, back to Brazil.
Well, I can quickly run through qualifying because I did end up watching the session later, but
I did too.
oh, you did too.
I did end
Oh,
up
okay.
watching
I
it
wasn't
before the race. Yeah.
okay. So Q1, well, I mean, the whole thing was interesting, and there was a schedule change because of the weather. So you knew going into it that this was just going to be disastrous
Yeah.
because immediately the schedule was changed. There was points this weekend where I was like, we got a red flag this.
They're not
This
gonna
is not
race. Like, they can't
this is not
qualify.
good.
They can't do
Right.
anything.
Right.
It was, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. I listen, was this the race last year that Lance got P3?
Okay, I don't know, but I do remember that this is the race last year that Charles went off on the formation lap.
I
And
think it
whoop-de-doo,
was then.
look what happens again.
Okay. We don't need to talk about that right now.
I'm not coming at you. I'm just saying that's weird. That's weird. You never see a car go off on the formation lap, and 2 years in a row,
Happened
Brazil, it
2 years in a
happens.
row. I
It's
think this
weird.
was the race last year where Lance got P3 because it was also raining like crazy. And Lance just like managed to get a good time in before like the rain came in. And so he
Okay,
got, he
yeah.
qualified. I think it was, I could be wrong. But yeah, this time qualifying, we saw five red flags, I'm pretty sure, which
What, in
was,
quality?
yeah, which was absolutely insane. Neither Red Bulls made it into Q3 because of
That
Lance.
was last though. Yes.
Listen, like when he, not that I want to see Lance go into the barrier at all, but the second he went into the barrier and it was a red flag and like everyone had to abandon their laps and they weren't going to restart, I was like, live, love Lance. You know, like the Red Bulls, Max already has a 5-place penalty. So this is just going to drop him back even further. So I was pretty happy about that. And then he biffed it, but it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah. And I, not liking Lance in the first place, really did not like Lance when that happened.
Because it
Yet,
took out,
yeah.
listen, yeah. So who all went out was Franco, Carlos, Alex, Lance, and Fernando. So yeah, both Aston Martins in qualifying went out. That's not good. And then
Well,
yeah, both Williams, Carlos spun. Oh, we had a sprint race too, which I forgot about. And the sprint race was fine.
oh my God. I'm so
But the only major thing that like
fuzzy.
happened in the sprint race was like Oscar was leading and they said
And they
switch
swapped.
positions. Yeah.
And then Lando, you know what? I don't know who's on his PR team right now, but they got he I don't know they don't they need to be fired. He has come out with some absolutely insane quotes this week
Like
or
about
recently.
him saying it's not talent, it's just luck. I think it was rich of him to say like about, I don't know if he was talking about the Alpines or if he was talking about Max or just like the podium in general when he said at the end, it's not talent, they're just lucky. But like, okay, let's just like that's
If Max got a helping hand from qualifying, like Lando did, and if Max got a helping hand from a fortuitous red flag or a fortuitous yellow that made him get ahead and get a free pit stop and blah, 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 maybe now we can talk about luck. That's not what happened. Max drove from 17th place on the grid to first, and not only that, a left sub 20-second gap to the next driver.
Max deserves this win. Like, it was absolutely insane to watch him just make his way through the grid. And he had that five place grid penalty. And so for him to, start P17. And also, he was the one that called out, it was when it was on the formation lap, the quote unquote second formation lap that wasn't legal, that Lando just went,
Right.
which like also was just a huge question mark above that. But Max was the one that called it out from 17 places back, being like, am I supposed to go? Like, that doesn't look right. Also, like Hülkenberg going off and getting help from the marshals, which ended up
Hey,
getting him
Emma,
disqualified.
we gotta pull back. We gotta
Sorry,
pull
I
back.
know there's so much that happened. I can't.
I know, because I got it. We're gonna get there. But let's talk about the formation lap. I know you don't want to. Babe, I know you don't want to.
Literally, I was so mad at Lance. Like, what? What?
happened. I know. I mean, that was me. It happened to Charles last year. I know. I know how you
How
feel.
does that happen? He's beached
Yeah,
on the
I know.
formation lab.
So that was the first formation lap, or that was, I
The
can't remember now.
first formation
That
lap.
was the first one, and then was the Lando
And then it was
in
the Lando
the
fake formation lap that shouldn't have happened. And so I don't understand why Lando went. And the other cars around him went too, because they're just following the leader.
well, because
And
yeah, the second
yeah.
you see someone go, like you're gonna go.
Go. But like who told him to go?
I know, I'd love to know that. Because the lights weren't, I don't think the lights went.
No, because
Like,
they
even
knew
if
they
it was from.
sorry, they knew that they would have to probably do a second formation lap because Lance's car was beached, but
Right.
no one gave him the go ahead. Like no, like the lights didn't go or anything. I don't know, it was strange. And then they were like, we're gonna I don't know if you know the FIA words for it, but then they were like, investigate. We're gonna investigate after the race, which at that point meant like, okay, there's gonna be something that happens, but it's not gonna like impact the race itself. Because if they're gonna investigate something after the race, like they had like
Well,
do
I
you
know
know
what you mean. I know what you mean. Because, like, well, I know what you mean, but I think that
like
they
they
could
could give like a 5 second or 10 second penalty, but if they were to give that out like 2 hours after this happened, it would just would seem like so unfair. So like them
if
saying
they were
we're
gonna
gonna
do something, I think they should have done it during the race.
No, I think they should have too. I don't
Yeah.
think they should have waited until the end of the race to be like fine $5,000. You're gonna fine him 5,000 euros for a false start or whatever. I get it. It's not like a false start. It's like a formation lap false start, but it's still, he wasn't supposed to go and he did. But then the drivers are going to get fined 10,000 euros for swearing in the
Oh
media.
yeah. So I mean,
Where?
that's been another thing that's the conversation this week too, is, and Charles never got fined, and Max was calling for Charles to get fined.
Girls didn't get fined.
Very weird. Charles swore last week after the race. I think it was after the race. And he immediately like corrected himself
He's like, oh,
and
I don't
said,
want to join Max.
probably gonna have to join Max. But he never got fined. And Max brought it up. Max, you know, and then the opposite that I feel of Lando, where I think Lando's saying too much, Max is saying just the right amount. Did you hear what he said about, we'll get there, but did you hear what he said about the British media after the race?
He said, where are they, right? He was asking where they were. But why?
Because no British media wanted to talk to Max when Lando is now having a disastrous weekend, and the British media wants a British driver to be the world champion. So when Max won and took and had a master class of a drive, it wasn't a fluky drive,
Is insane.
and Max is now just pulling ahead in championship contention. Of course, the British media is like, maybe we'll skip out on this press conference with Max Verstappen, which I don't think makes any sense, because if
No.
you're good media, you report no matter what, no matter who's winning. And if anything, that race weekend gave you a hell of a freaking story to write about. So you
Yeah.
want some quotes from the winning driver and from anybody else. Alpine on the podium, you want to get those sound bites from those drivers. And British media, Max says nowhere to be seen. So interesting.
Shady.
Going back to the start of the race. So the start was really interesting to me because I didn't think George had it in him.
I didn't either, but I keep. But at the same time, I knew that Lando wasn't gonna keep it. Like he
I
never
agree.
keeps it. So
I
I just was like, it's not gonna be Lando. I don't know who it's gonna be, but it's not Lando.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
really hoping Yuki was gonna come out of nowhere and
Yuki,
like
Yuki. I was
take
hoping for
that
you.
first place.
Yeah.
But honestly, everyone this weekend was Team Yuki. Yuki,
Yeah.
like when Yuki was on the front row before George outqualified him. Sorry, going back to qualifying, like. The commentators were screaming like this is the like it was like he could have won the race like that's what it was like. Everyone was Team Yuki. Everyone.
And from P1, he was only 19, 90, I don't know how to say
19,000ths of a second.
nine, okay, something, yeah, very close. He was very close to P1.
Very close. Good for Yuki. But no, it was that was I don't know what happened there. Your brain short circuited.
Did.
That's
It
okay.
was incredible.
But yeah, no, George went and George took it. Like, and I'm like, good for him. I think at this point everyone knows that's Lando's weakness. He doesn't know how to hold on to turn one in any track, which like he must be kicking himself for. Like,
Yeah, I
I.
mean that determined how the day went for him. And honestly, like you guys know that like I like George Russell. I don't really like George Russell on the track, but like as a human, I think he's like really great.
Did you see
And
the video that he did where he did like the click?
yes.
He almost did it too early. I don't know if you caught that, but he was like too
He's
eager. It was so funny.
so British. And I love it.
British.
But when I saw him leading for a long portion of the race, I said to my sister, because she likes George a lot. I said, I was like, just watch. George is going to hold on to this for much longer than you think because he is such a talented driver in the wet conditions. He always has been. So, anyways, it was nice to see George leading for a little while there.
And it was interesting to, I didn't hear it till after, but Lando wanted to go in and change tires and George didn't, but they both went in under the safety car, or like right at the end of the virtual safety car, they both went in. They didn't lose too much time, but like they still lost a bit of time because not everyone else went in. But
That's when Esteban was able to stay out.
and Esteban and Pierre, Max all stayed out, so then that's when they kind of like got ahead. Also, I don't understand how Pierre gained 10 places. Like,
No, don't even ask me. I don't remember. I don't
I don't
know.
know what I don't know what the Alpines were
I
doing this
know
weekend.
Esteban qualified well, but I
Yes.
don't know how Pierre got up to where he
All of a sudden
did.
he was there and I was like, the French are at the front. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I don't know. But good on them. But yeah, so but it was interesting because I heard the radio call after that George was like mad that they went into pit, whereas Lando was like begging to go into the pits, like wanting to change the tires. So I don't know, like I feel like George, like you said, like George is a good driver in the wet. Like he had a better feel for his car. Like if he had stayed out like he wanted to, he probably would have held on to that lead because that red flag would have come out and he would have kept that the first place. But just like such, I want to say like unfortunate timing, but like unfortunate for two people. It was unfortunate for George and Lando for that red flag. And who was it? Who was that red flag? Franco? Franco.
Was that one Franco?
Yeah.
But I thought you said it was the virtual safety car. In that case, it would have
The
been
virtual safety
Nico.
car was Hülkenberg before.
Yes,
And then he
yes.
was
Okay.
disqualified. And then the red flag, I believe, was Franco.
Okay, so something about Franco I'll say here, if we're up to this point in the race, I think if this collision didn't happen, there would have been a really serious case for Franco to keep the Williams seat over Alex Albon next year. Because Alex, again, this is 3 weekends in a row, had a terrible weekend. And yes, it was the rain. Yes, it was raining. And mind you, if qualifying hadn't been pushed so late, they maybe would have got his car ready to start the race. So it would have been completely different circumstances had the weather not been what it was. But Alex could not have afforded to have a disastrous weekend and for Franco to have another really successful one. And I think it was obviously unfortunate. I don't want any driver to go off. And Franco, being from Argentina and the race being in Brazil, he had so many fans at the race to see him. Obviously don't want that to happen, but if you're Alex Albon, you're almost like, oh, I kind of needed that, you know?
Absolutely. No, I agree. I honestly like Franco was doing pretty well for like a good portion of the race. It's just he's still new. Like I wasn't surprised when he like went off, honestly. Like it
Same with
didn't.
Ollie. It's the same with Ollie. It's,
So yeah, that red flag happened and then everyone went in. And Lando on the radio was like, so this means everyone gets a free tire change. And they're like, yep. Like they kind of screwed themselves over. Because if they had just like held out, how many more laps was that? Like seven, eight? I don't even know.
wasn't, I know.
But that's what bothers me though. It's like, yeah, like F1, like this is definitely, it has to do with luck. Like you guys got screwed over. Like it was just bad timing, bad luck on your part. But at the same time, like Esteban said on the radio later, like when you're driving in the wet, it's almost like an even playing field. Like you really see what the drivers are capable of. And yes, when you're at the front, it's so much easier because you don't have water spraying up on you. So like for the other 19 drivers, or I guess 14 in this case, because 5 DNF'd. Like, it really is even playing field. So you can see, like, yeah, like Pierre Gasly's holding his own. Like, he is defending, who was it, Charles, I think, behind him, or who was it behind him? I don't even know. I think the results. George. So George was behind him. And I think George was within DRS for like those last, I'm pretty sure, like 12 laps, and Gasly was still managing to defend that entire time. And I don't think I've said a single good thing about Alpine this entire season at
I don't think
all.
we talked about Alpina all
No,
this time.
because we talked about them being buses at the start of the school year, because
And then
like,
we talked about the French Civil War in Monaco. And that's it. That's all
and
we've
that's
had to say.
it.
Neither of those things are good.
And so for like, I agree with Esteban. Like, obviously, I'm not a driver. I don't know these conditions. I'm never going to be. But I agree. Like, when it's on the wet, like, everyone is, it does seem like more of an even playing field. You
Yes.
can
No,
actually
you're right. You're
see
right.
it's driver skill is what it is. Like, how are these drivers going to compete in the rain? And so, yeah, I was really impressed to see Pierre like holding his own against George Russell. Like, when's the last time those two are actually fighting it out? And George has won races this year. Race, singular, but whatever.
Which has one race. Didn't he get disqualified after?
No, that was last year.
Oh my God.
Right?
What race won this year?
He did win a race. I'm not wrong.
I believe you because I remember them saying both. I remember it being both Mercedes, both Ferrari, both McLaren, one Red Bull. But which race did he win?
Netherlands, Hungary, no. Not Great Britain, that was Lewis. Austria. He won Austria.
Austria. Yeah, you're right.
Austria. And Alonso got fourth, but
Oh my God, yeah, that was Yabba Dabba Doo weekend.
Yabba Dabba
That's
Doo.
what George said when he
Oh
won.
my God, yeah, you're right.
Yabba Dabba Doo weekend.
Anyway, so yeah, so I mean, I don't agree with Lando saying it's not talent, it's just luck. Like, that's just, you're just mad because it's not your luck, is what it is.
Exactly. It could easily have gone the other way. Had they decided to stay out a few more laps, it would have been the exact same deal. They would have all had the free tire change. They decided to go in. That is a gamble that you take on a strategy. It is what it is. It happens to
Sometimes
every
it pays
driver.
off, sometimes it does not, and unfortunately.
And yes, if you're talking about any other driver, I mean, obviously, maybe other than like Lewis, if you're talking about any other driver and Fernando, and you're gonna say not talent, just luck, and we're talking about Max Verstappen in a Red Bull. Three-time world champion. Like, it doesn't make
You're
sense.
going to say Max is just luck? Max
No
going from
good comes from that quote.
P17. You're going to say it's just luck? Absolutely
No
not.
good comes from saying that. And so that's where I wish he would just be like, I just wish
Just
he
shut up.
would
Just
just
stop talking.
go with the generic media training answer, which is it was unfortunate. We went in for a tire change. Everyone else got a free pit stop. It's unfortunate. What am I going to
Timing was not on our side. We did our best. Keep pushing. We'll try again in Vegas. There you go. Hire us.
I know. I know. And so.
Just makes himself look bad. Like, I'm a Lando fan. Like, I'm rooting for him. I want to see him win. I want to see him do well. But then he puts his foot in his mouth. Like, it's just ridiculous with the stuff that he says.
I know. And I'm really interested to see now if he doesn't win the championship this year. How he comes back next year in terms of like how he handles himself. Because Lando has been the biggest topic of conversation in terms of like controversy this year. There's the whole papaya rules, the whole swapping drivers deal.
I
And
think
now coming into this title fight and that not holding like his not ever holding the start on P1 when he starts P1, like it's just been like there's been a media circus around him and he just has not said the right thing. So
Lando's like expecting more, but he's not doing more. Like, I don't know
some
how to, I don't
people,
know.
I don't want to use the word. I might cut this. Some people would call that entitled.
You can use that. I wouldn't cut it. You could use that. Some people would call it entitled. Like, I would say a lot of these drivers are, in a sense. But I think the way that Lando has acted on times on the radio, I mean, we don't hear everything that goes on the radio, but from just putting pieces together and like what we hear in interviews and stuff, like, it does come across as entitled. No, we don't know Lando personally. We don't know what he's like. We don't know his relationship with the other
And that's not a
drivers.
judge of his character. It's just it's not who he is as a person. It's just what he's saying.
And it's just like,
That's
it shows
how
like his sportsmanlike qualities, and it's like not good. It doesn't paint him in a good light. Like he just needs to just chill. He needs to just like be media trained, take a class with Pato, like you know.
Get our fucking papaya boys in the media training room. Let's go.
Literally, it's not that hard to just say timing was not on our side. We'll push, we'll try harder for Vegas. Like, my God, I get it. You're upset. I get it. You're upset. But, like, don't be downplaying other drivers' good races and like a good weekend, you know?
It's just stupid. It's just a stupid comment. It's, you know what? You can, whatever, if you want to downplay another driver's weekend, if you want to downplay this as being a fluke for Alpine, I'll say, you know what? Maybe even go do it. It was raining. They got the pit stops. It worked out very well for them. But Max Verstappen and a Red Bull, think twice about it.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Okay, so we've got Nico off. We've got Franco off at this point. I think the next one off was Ollie.
I believe so.
And
No,
now
Ollie didn't go off.
Ollie did go off, and he was able to restart the race.
Okay, he restarted because I'm like, he finished 12th.
No, I know. And after and he was at the bottom, which at this point was probably like P16 or something like that. And when he went off, that's where he had to restart. And he honestly, I was really impressed with how he was able to kind of fight back, even though he only made up a few places. I think that was. It was really indicative of like how persevering he is as a driver, and I was excited to see it. Obviously, it sucks that K-Mag was out. Apparently, a lot of the drivers had some issues post Mexico. I know Fernando, obviously, at the end of this,
Yeah.
had like an intestinal issue, which I'm surprised he was even able to race, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I felt bad for K-Mags, but it was good to see Ollie Bearman like back in the car. He was walking with Naomi was walking down the pit lane with Ollie, and Ollie's like tall, but she was like doing a little jog while she was trying to interview him, and he's just like walking at a leisurely pace. And I feel like that's how I walk with my tall friends, because I'm literally jogging to keep up with them, like all the time.
Yeah,
Anyway.
that's fair.
But yeah, it's good to see him back in the car. And I guess I overheard it, the commentator saying that like Ollie's not able to like do another FP1 test, or he's not able to do a rookie test at the start of next year or at the end of this year or something, because he's technically not a rookie anymore.
He's been
But
used so many times. Like, I saw a tweet this week that was like, has any reserve driver ever got? Has F1 ever got the use out of a reserve driver as much as they have Ollie Bearman? And I'm like, no,
hope
you're
he's getting
right.
paid. I hope he's like earning some fat checks for the amount of times he's had to hop in the seat.
I'm just really excited because I hope that this offers him like a really good, a leg up next season because
I
I
hope so.
like him and Haas is getting better and I want him to do well like immediately off because honestly, I really hate seeing it when it's like rookie in a shitty car. And then they're just like they're not set up for success. There's really nothing they can do.
And they're
And
gonna
the Haas
Logan
is not a
Sargeant
shitty car,
instead, yeah.
right? Like the Haas is not a shitty car anymore. But I think that this is just good for him.
I'm
So
excited.
also every time I see him and Kimi together, it just like warms my freaking heart because I know F1 could ruin friendships. We're seeing it happen at the very
I
moment.
like it. I think it's a cute little bromance, you know? Like, and I'm excited to get Kimi in the car next year. We're gonna have Kimi, we're gonna have Liam, right? That's confirmed, I think.
No, it's not.
I thought it was. Okay, so we have Kimi, we have Ollie. Who else do we have? There's one
Jack.
more. Huh? Jack, that's it. I forgot about Jack. Jack's hair grows so fast. Can I just say that? Because I swear, 1 minute he's got a buzz cut, and the next it's like another flow. And I don't
Know.
understand how his hair grows so fast. I want to know his hair care routine. Because it's just like the luscious, like, yeah, Carlos Sainz has like the best hair on the grid. I know this, but like Jack's hair grows fast and it's nice. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Here's the thing, like, I mean, Liam won't be a rookie either if he is able to join the grid next year. I know it's not confirmed, but like it's confirmed that he'll be there, whether it's in the Red Bull seat or in the B carb seat. B carb. Yeah, we'll say it.
Be careful.
But if we also get Franco, he won't be a rookie either. But like imagine this group. Like that's Ollie, Kimi, Jack, Franco, Liam. That's five.
Five like new quote unquote new drivers. That would be insane. Like we haven't had that in like since what 2019? 19, 2018.
Well, we talked about 2019, where it was three of them, and obviously three staples in the sport. Like,
Yeah.
they will be here for a while, but this
But
is
I
another.
imagine like these five are going to be here for a while too. Even if two of them don't have confirmed seats for the next year, like Franco and Liam, like they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Okay, so I don't know if you saw my message. I don't think you did because I think you were off your phone this week or when you were recovering, but I sent it to Caitlin and Josh, and we collectively were like, whoa. So I saw this tweet this week. I'm gonna pull it up because I wanna get the name right. And it seemed interesting. And it's something that it's not that we haven't considered it, but it would consider a loan. So I saw this tweet. Okay. So it was from at Hamilton Prop underscore on Twitter, and it said the former Argentinian race driver Ruben Duray, I hope I'm saying that right, was the first person who reported that Franco Colapinto will be replacing Logan Sargeant at Williams. He is now reporting that Franco Colapinto has signed a deal to partner Max Verstappen at Red Bull in 2025. And
Franco to Red Bull 2025. That's what you're saying?
at the exact same moment that that news came out, there was reports that K-Mag is now in the running for the last seat at Sauber. And I thought that was interesting because why now it's reporting, obviously. Why would K-Mag be reported as being in contention for the Sauber seat when there is a free agent, Franco Colapinto, who is doing very consistent right now, and he deserves a seat. But if he's out of contention for a seat, then I understand why you're looking at your other options. I don't think K-Mag is a great option for that seat, to be honest with you. But anyways, it was just weird timing. I saw both those reports back to back, and this guy, I mean, apparently I read the comments and I read everyone saying like this is legit. Like he did report it first.
He's Argentinian, right? And so is Franco. So like he must have an in on like that side, like on like Franco's camp,
Sure,
is
for
what I
sure.
mean.
Because we haven't seen an Argentinian race driver for a long time. So if there's going to be someone who's going to report it, if I'm Franco, I'm giving it to my local reporters as well. So
Yeah.
anyway, this guy's a race driver, he's not a reporter, but he did break the news the first time. And all I'm saying is this looks really fishy and interesting to me. But we talked about it on Fan Behavior last week that if that was to happen, it would require a loan. Franco would not be under contract. He would not be owned by the Red Bull entity. He would be on loan, and Red Bull doesn't historically do that. At this point, I think Red Bull needs to weigh out all of their options because, again, a disastrous weekend for Checo, I'm pretty sure.
He finished P11 or P12.
Yeah.
He didn't
So we're out
finish
of
in
the
the
point.
points.
And here's the deal. Max going climbing from P17 to P1 shows it can be done. And
Yep.
Frank Checo is consistently at the back of the grid and not making moves like that. And we know we're relating apples to oranges. It's Max Verstappen versus Checo.
Yeah,
We
but if
know.
he's gonna do anything, as Esteban said, when you're racing in the wet like this, it's more of an even playing field. So Checo, like, should have been able to do a little bit more.
A little bit
You're
more.
driving the same car. Yeah, like you are talented, my guy. You are.
You know.
Do something, please.
So that's that. Carlos also had a disastrous end
Yeah,
to
I
his
remember you
weekend.
were tired.
It
Yeah.
really wasn't the biggest crash, but there was debris, and it was just like at
I
this
saw
point, you know.
something that said like it was like a cycle with Carlos where it was like he does something that's deemed like great. Reporters hype him up more than he deserves. He goes and biffs it all. He's second driver again. And then he goes and does something great. Reporters hype him up. It's like a cycle, never ending cycle with Carlos, where like he does something and it's like, oh my God, it's amazing. And then he like goes and shits the bed again. Like, which I just feel bad because he was on such a high last weekend.
Well, again, like race or what races should really like they should be taken with a grain of salt for a
Yeah.
lot of people. And I think that like the Ferrari has pace and it
Well, the
just was.
Alpines should not have been on that podium.
I know, I agree. But again, I do think the Alpines, they had the correct strategy. They've just played it so smart. And that's what it was.
That's part of F1, though.
They're not outpacing Ferrari, but This was good. I mean, did you see Travis Kelce's tweet after?
No, I didn't. I was wondering if he would say something. What did he
Yeah,
tweet?
he said something. Yeah, he just said Alpine, like in all caps and a bunch of emojis. Yeah.
Big fan.
Big fan. Well, he's not a big fan. He's a big investor.
Big investor. That's it. To be fair, like if I was Travis Kelce, I mean Travis Kelce has a lot of money, but if I was an investor in Alpine, like I would make a huge deal out of this. Because what did they say? It was like a $30 million podium if they finished six in the qualifiers, or in the qualifiers, what? Six in the constructors, going from ninth to six. Like that's a huge jump. Even my dad asked me. He's like, what does that mean? That like, what do you mean this podium wins money? And I was like, not technically, but
Not the podium, but it's constructors' points, which leads to
yeah.
constructors' standings.
Like this gives Alpine so much money if they can hold on to that sixth place. Like
Yeah. Now that
it's
hold on to it, we have three races left, but yes, it gives them a
yeah.
leg up.
Which is
Yeah.
insane.
You know what? I was smiling about it. I don't like Alpine. I was smiling for
But it
them
was
because,
nice to see them up there. Nice
yeah,
is
I
like,
agree.
you know, and they've had a hard year. So I'm like, you know what? Give it to them. They can have it. They can have this
You know
one.
what? Anytime something like this happens, and like this, I mean, like, okay,
Well, it was
this
like
is
when
not
Lance got
so
P3
bad.
qualifying last year. It was like, because it was rain. It was like, he probably doesn't deserve it, but I'm here for it, you know?
Okay, qualifying is crazy, but I'm thinking Pierre's first win at AlphaAtari. It was a weird strategy call. It worked out. He won. Esteban's first win. Weird strategy. Everyone went in, he stayed out, paid off, he wins the race. And then this, like, I like it when these things happen because it's like it is parity. It gives us a different podium, it gives us some other people to celebrate. So I do enjoy it. But it, yeah, I mean, it's not like,
I'm not expecting it again. Put
no,
it
that's
nicely.
exactly. Yeah. Thank
Like
you. Thank you.
I'm not expecting it again. If they do it again, I will be very impressed. I should have worn my Gasly sweater today. I didn't
You
even
know
think about
what
it.
made me smile was I think Pierre said, like, no one knows our story. That's between us. Like, only
Yes,
we
him
know.
between him and Esteban, yeah, which is like fair. I mean, everyone labels them as rivals, and we joke about the French Civil War all the time, but
Yeah.
like that's true. Like we don't know their story, and so like them being able to stand beside each other on the podium, like that hits home. Like it goes
But
so far.
admittedly, like, we as media, we think about like the last big thing and like, to us, the last big thing is for Alpine really was the disaster class that was Monaco and how terrible it looked that their drivers were doing that to each other.
Now we're going to talk
But
about this.
think about it. If you think about it, it's like, yeah, okay, rivals, blah, 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 blah. These two grew up in the same area of France, racing against each other, came up with each other. Rivalry, okay, might be real, might be fabricated. I'm pretty sure there is some truth to it. But whether you're rivals or not, to both be at a French team in your last season together as teammates on the podium when like your team hasn't had a double podium since 2011 or for 11 years. Like no matter what, I think you kind of just put all that aside. And that's I think what Pierre was saying when he's like, no, this no one knows our story because like you're gonna talk about rivalry to like on the podium, but like there's so much more history and it means I'm sure just like the worlds to those two. So honestly,
Proud of them.
like celebrate it. Okay, I was thinking about Kaylin, your friend Kaylin.
Oh, Kaylin, yeah. She's a huge
Kaylin is the
Esteban fan.
biggest Alpine fan, Esteban fan, and honestly, I didn't because I was so busy this weekend entertaining four people, but I wanted to send Kaylin a message and just be like, drink
Thinking
it
of
for
you.
you.
No, it's like good on Alpine. Like, you know, at least when the season ends, like there'll be some lows to talk about, but like this is a major high for them, and like, you know, we'll
Yeah,
they can take it.
and they can say that they had this, and at the end of this season, I think Kick is going to be able to show 0 points for their season, and absolutely no highs.
I was like,
So,
kick who? But yeah, Sauber.
so
Nothing. We don't even talk
they'll
about
have 0 points.
kick. They're whatever.
I know.
Anyway, and good for
The only
Max.
reason we mention them every week is because they have a driver spot open. That's it. Okay, so speaking of driver spots open, I'm gonna flip-flop real quick because it's on the
IndyCar?
brain, but we have to IndyCar.
Is
Brema. No,
it Robert or is it Yuri?
it's definitely Robert.
Are you sure? Because that hasn't been okay. So
Yeah, no,
Franca,
you're right. It has not been
do you want to
announced,
explain what happened? Or
yeah,
like
okay. So Brema Racing coming into IndyCar next year. They announced Callum Ilott was gonna be their first driver. when they came into IndyCar, they wanted to have this. Supposedly, the reports were saying that they wanted to have a veteran and a rookie on their team. That's what they wanted as a driver lineup. When they signed Callum, people were like, okay, well, that's our vet because Callum's been in IndyCar before, even though he wasn't in this past year for a full season. Anyways, we were kind of just waiting. Like, people have known who's going to be in this spot for a long time. A long time. I remember listening to podcasts when the season immediately ended, and Alex Rossi said something like, oh, I know he's going to be in the next Prema spot. Connor Daly said it too. So, like, people know, which is like, I just fucking announce it, you know? Anyways, they did it in the best way possible. I thought it was so cool.
The guess who
No.
game?
No,
But they didn't, did they announce, they didn't announce it now, so they just hinted at it. Okay,
they
yeah.
hinted at it.
But it was funny. They did like a little guess who game, and Callum was like trying to guess his partner, or his teammate. And so we know he's blonde. We know he's not bald. He also, I mean, it was also something but like a hairline. And so, like, respectfully, like, Alex Rossi, you're out. He's got a
Man,
bit of
I need to, I feel like I need to remind you, Alex Rossi is signed by Ed Carpenter.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. Yeah, I did forget. Thank you for the reminder. Oh my God, I can't. There's too many
Again,
drivers and too many
I need
teams.
to send you an updated weekly list
I
of which
know, I
drivers
can't keep up. Anyway,
in both
and
series.
so essentially, the only two people left on that Guess Who game was, it seemed to be, Robert Schwartzman and Yuri Vips. And I don't know, at the end of the video, like, it's got like a silhouette or like a shadowy image. I thought it looked more like Yuri, but then the report came out saying that Robert Schwartzman ends his deal with Ferrari because he had he Robert Schwartzman, currently a reserve driver for Ferrari in F1, is shifting his focus to a new chapter in his racing career by setting his sights on the IndyCar series. According to reports, he's severing, that's the word, all ties with Scuderia Ferrari and is rumored to have a chance at Prema. So if this is true, again, just rumors, but like, this just came out immediately after like the Guess Who video. Like, if this is true and Robert is like, okay, bye Ferrari, I'm gonna have like a seat now. Like, and I'd be happy to see him at F at
I'm
IndyCar.
fairly certain. I had a few conversations today.
You
The
think it's
consensus, I'm fairly certain it's Schwartzman, and then that coming out obviously helped that suspicion. And then also just the fact that Yuri Vips has been linked with RLL for multiple seasons now. It doesn't really make sense if they wanted a vet to not or to have Vips. Doesn't really make sense. But anyways, so yeah, we'll find out that soon, I'm sure. I'm sure it'll be in the next few days. Like, you don't post a video like that and then make people wait months. So we'll
I
find
mean, with
out.
us, like, we'll talk about it and it'll come out before we post this video.
Oh
That's
yeah.
like
Oh
100%.
yeah. Before this podcast is updated, is
It'll come
uploaded,
out 100%.
it'll be out. So congratulations, Robert,
Robert.
question mark. Yeah, so that's where we're at there. I don't think there's any other. I mean, okay, like let's just go back and let's just give him his props. Like Max Verstappen.
Max Verstappen. What a guy. What a
He has
legend.
not won in 9 races.
He last won in Spain. My race.
Your race.
I didn't even realize that. I'm like, oh my God,
Nine races.
the one race I watched was the last race Max Verstappen won. Not anymore. But
And
he was so excited when
I
he
know.
won. Like, you could hear it in his voice. And it wasn't like the typical, like, good job, guys.
No, it
Way to
wasn't.
go. It was like he deserved it. He was ready to get back on that top step of the podium.
You
Like,
remember what he threw in his radio message at the end?
pardon?
Do you remember what he th
That is simply lovely. That is simply lovely. Good for him. You know, taking his catchphrase back. I respect it, as he should. It's his catchphrase, it's not Lando's. Yeah, I'm happy for Max. Like, I'm not a Max fan, but I think that no one else deserved this win. If he's able to go from 17 to P1, like, are you kidding me? How many?
Yeah.
No one has anyone else done that? I mean, there are drivers that have gone from like the back of the grid to like finished first before. We've seen it, but okay, that's what happened. Like, he's an incredible driver. And so a coworker, who just recently got into F1, I think I mentioned her on the podcast last time, but she likes Max. And so when I got into work today, she was like, "Did you see 17 to first place?" And I was like, "I know." Like, you know, so it was wild, and it was like, I shouldn't have been surprised. Like, it's Max Verstappen. If anyone was going to do it, it was him.
I know, but it's been the car recently that's been holding him back. So I think that's where none of us really thought that this was going to happen again this season, because it really doesn't, it didn't look like Red Bull was, at this point. But like you said, or like Esteban said, like even playing field level things out with a bit of rain. And not only did it level things out and made up for any inconsistencies that the Red Bull has been proving recently, but a 19 second gap is just
That's the Max Verstappen that we all know.
that's the Max Verstappen that we all know. That is him. He is him.
Do you think that he's gonna win the championship in Vegas in 2 weeks? He could.
I would go so far. I kind of hope not, because I would like it to come down to the last race of the year. But that's also stressful. So yeah, I do think that that's probably going to happen. And like we've kind of said, Lando is struggling mentally with this burden of the championship being burden, it seems, of the championship being so close, but so far at the same time. So yeah.
I don't know. Vegas is quite literally a wild card. So I don't know. But it'll be exciting to see.
Yeah, that's fair. I really am interested to see what Max does post F1 career, because he would go for the Triple Crown, and
Esports.
I want nothing more than to see Max drive the Indy 500.
I don't
I
think I could ever
want
see Max in the Indy 500. I could see Max literally starting like an esports.
it. Last year, well, okay, so you're right. Yeah, I think he'll do esports, but last year Max said he wants to give it a go. So he's
Yeah, but it's too much of a
he has said
liability, right?
it. Right. Red Bull would never approve that. So I don't know. If
Do
even
you
if it's
think
one.
that? Do you think that if Max wanted to go IndyCar to like, or like try for the Indy 500, that Red Bull would become like, would put a car in and like become a sponsor?
I don't know.
Because you can
Because like
do
you
one-off entries for 500.
Yeah, and like you obviously have like a super talented pit crew, and like
I
it's
wonder.
Max Verstappen and Red Bull. You know Red Bull, they love to have their name attached to like these huge events like that. So I the merch would do amazing. The
My God.
having Red Bull in IndyCar would be crazy, even if it's for one race. So like,
Max, if
yeah, I can
Max,
see it.
I could see
Because
it.
like I can't see Max Verstappen racing the Indy 500 under like Chip
RLL,
Ganassi racing.
Jim
Like,
Ganassi. I
no,
can't
I
see
don't.
Max Verstappen racing at 500 with anyone except Red Bull. I
I
could see with
know.
maybe Andretti.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't
Then he'll
know.
get blackballed by the FIA because the FIA hates
Yeah.
Andretti,
Which is why Max would go with Andretti,
Yeah,
because it'd
that's
be like
true.
a giant FU to the FIA.
That's true. Also, reminder, I know I reminded y'all a few episodes ago, but Effie's almost back and Pato was announced weirdly. This was weird, and I was freaking pumped about it. We don't know if he's racing in FE in Mexico, but he will be at FE in Mexico. So I don't know if it's for, I don't really
So are we going
know.
to FE in Mexico
So
or?
I think we have to go to FE in Mexico, because Pato in Mexico just looks like an amazing thing to see. But also
FE
FE in
in
Mexico. So
Mexico.
maybe we do.
Catch us in
But yeah, that's
Mexico.
soon. So if you guys are, if this is F1's gonna end and then that's gonna start. So don't you fret. There
There's
really is no time
always
off.
racing and then SailGP, I think, at some point. I
No,
don't
I
know.
think you're right. I think it does start in December. So yeah, that too. I
Okay, I think we can call it there.
think so too.
This was a recap of the wildest race of the season so far.
We are Track Talk.
Catch y'all for now.